The Silichkeutin National Government, TNG, has issued a fisheries notice on Wednesday, July 16, to protect early jass, chinook, and salmon, sockeye, returning to the Chilcotin River. The TNG Council of Chiefs is requesting the voluntary compliance to protect the two fish populations at high risk of extinction. The voluntary measures ask anyone fishing in their territory to please release jass, chinook, until Friday, July 18, release salmon, sockeye, until Thursday, August 14, and to not fish in the Cheskiks, Little Chilcotin, system above the Chilcotin Junction for the full fishing season. We can all help protect our at-risk jass and salmon populations for the future by allowing them to safely return to their spawning grounds, stated the notice. The notice said there is some good news for salmon returns, with both the jass and salmon expected to be better in 2025 than in previous years. This will also be a pink salmon return year. Weekly bulletins will be posted through the fishing season starting next week, and the TNG communication team is asking people to look for the latest information on the TNG website, https://ccotin.ca/. TNG is made up of six area First Nations: Sidel Del First Nation, previously Redstone First Nation; Tieleskix, previously Tuzi First Nation; Zeni Gwetin First Nation, previously Namaya First Nation; Yunzatin, previously Stony First Nation; Estalaw First Nation, previously Alexandria Band; and Tielitinkix, previously Anaham First Nation. On June 26, 2014, the Supreme Court of Canada recognized 1,900 square kilometers on the Chilcotin Plateau as Aboriginal title land in a landmark case. This title gives the TNG the rights to manage the land for traditional and modern purposes. The Silichkeutin people are known as the people of the river and dip net for salmon one at a time as a staple food source.